On the air, online, from New York City, border to border, and coast to coast, you're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are. Thanks for coming by. Happy Wednesday to you. Today is the 5th day of May. Happy Cinco de Mayo, 2021. My name is Tom Sullivan. So, hey, Brian, I just sent you an invitation for Clubhouse. I didn't realize that I'm only allowed to invite two people. I don't know if it grows, if I have more. Yeah, I just have a couple people that I connect with on Clubhouse. But I just sent you an invite. So I now have one left. Weird. I don't know all the rules involved with it, but it looks interesting. Looks different, which I think has potential. So growing leaps and bounds. We have, we got a lot to go over. Let me just play a couple of these. This is the guy who is the head of the Facebook Oversight Board. Cut 8. He details how the board came to their decision that Facebook was okay with banning Trump, but not forever.
So the board looked at, in all cases, and including this case, actually, looks at the wider context. So they did take into consideration some past actions and past posts. But the decision itself, you are correct, the decision itself focuses specifically on those posts on the 6th of January and the decision around the 7th of January. As you're pointing out, a minority of the board thought it was relevant to consider other community standards, to look at a greater segment of former President Trump's online history, to look at other posts. But in the specific case that the board was given, the majority and the consensus actually was that the decision should really focus on that specific issue. That was sufficient to draw a clear and firm conclusion. I mean, as noted, the decision itself is a consensus decision. You can see within it, and I would encourage everyone to read it in detail. But you can see within it, where that consensus lay, and as you pointed out, you can see where some of the minority opinions were. And from that, I think you can get a feel that there was a broad spectrum of opinion on the board, and the board itself, made up of its full membership currently of 20, has a lot of diverse opinions and perspectives globally and from the United States, and those were all reflected in the deliberations.
All right, so it's a phony. It's phony as Facebook is. Some group of 20 people, and they sat around and they talked about everything that Facebook should do. It's not. Facebook can ignore it. Facebook can abide by it. Facebook can tell the board to go away. Tom Spleen sends me a tweet. He says the main culprit behind social media getting out, especially now on smartphones, is the smartphone companies who have monopolies on how software gets on their customers' phones and what they can choose, like Apple and Google banning Parler. Yeah, Apple has put Parler back up. But yes, you have to get approval from Apple and from Google to be on their to get your app on their store. Yeah, he says, you should have Matt, your old screener, come by some time and do some type of screening contest between Matt and Alexander the Great. Oh, that's a good idea, Alex. Yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, man. We got a lot to go over here. Let's get down the list here. You want to talk about Liz Cheney? I said yesterday I'm not interested. I just am not interested. I'm just waiting to see what they do. And I mean they, and that the Republican Party. Republican Party and the Democrats are going through the same thing. The thing is, the media loves to publicize the dirty laundry of the Republican Party. They love it. Not so much on the dirty laundry of the Democrat Party, but they love to make, oh, did you see what the Republicans are doing? Oh. Well, the Democrats have, and we know that there was a big fight between the far left and the center left. The Joe Biden wing and the Bernie Sanders AOC wing. And it looked, Joe Biden said the other day, hey, I brought the Democrats together. In other words, he moved left to bring together the lefty, far lefties and the center lefties. On the right side of the aisle, you've got Liz Cheney, and you've got, I don't know, pick a name, Jim Jordan, the Freedom Caucus group. They're arguing with each other. Basically, if you idolize Donald Trump, then you're on the far right side of the Republican Party. If you don't, then you are on the center right part of the party. So this is getting to be a fight, and it looks like Liz Cheney is going to get pushed out. And the woman that they are thinking about placing in that position, and this is why I go, you got the speaker, or the leader of the House for the Republicans. You've got the whip, who's Steve Scalise. And then the third person, which really, I don't know how much power they have, but that's Liz Cheney. And they want to replace her with, what's her first name? Stefanik. Fairly new congresswoman from state of New York. And so Brett Baer was asked about all this earlier today. Listen to this.
Yeah, Wednesday, it looks like that vote's going to come forward, the second no-confidence vote, and we'll see. It does seem like there's some momentum building behind taking Liz Cheney out of that position, which is pretty ironic, because if you look at the voting records, guess who voted more times with President Trump? Liz Cheney, not Elise Stefanik. But on the big vote on impeachment, Liz Cheney did vote at the end there to impeach President Trump. I think the statement from the former president today really raised some eyebrows. He said a lot of it before, but if he continues to battle this, the election was stolen argument, politically, it's a real tearing apart the party look back. It happened in Georgia in that Senate runoff, and it could continue if it continues like this.
It did happen in Georgia, and that's why the Democrats picked up two seats in what otherwise is a red state. So the Wall Street Journal editorial board just basically said the same thing that Brett Baer just said, is that the Republicans should be jumping for joy, but instead they're playing defense. Because right now, it is very close, the majority of the Democrats have in the House of Representatives, and it looks very much like the Republicans have a pretty good shot of picking up five net seats that they need to regain the majority in 2022. That's also a reason why Joe Biden and the Democrats are moving as fast as they can to get stuff done, because they have no majority in the Senate, and they've got, what is it, one seat in the House majority? So the Democrats look like they're going to be losing the majority in either one or the other or both. But instead, never let the Republicans are great at snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. They really, really are. They are fighting with each other. And Donald Trump is wanting to have the fight. He wants to go back and relitigate what happened in 2020. And Liz Cheney and others of her ilk in the Republican Party are saying it wasn't stolen. It was adjudicated many, many times, many, many audits. It was a legitimate victory for Joe Biden. Let's move on. Let's focus on 2022, not 2020. So she said on Twitter, I'm quoting Liz Cheney, the 2020 presidential election was not stolen. Anyone who claims it was is spreading the big lie, turning their back on the rule of law, and poisoning our democratic system. So this has angered a number of the people on the far right side of the Republican Party. And Kevin McCarthy is not he doesn't seem like the brightest bulb in town. But anyway, he He is not happy with her. He thinks the answer to Republicans winning in 2022 is to get behind Donald Trump 100%. That's the leader of the party. Liz Cheney says he's not the leader of the party. It's Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy are the leaders of the party. And so there lies the fight, and they're fighting with each other, and watch them have a very good chance of taking back the House or the Senate or both and blow it just like they did in Georgia, fighting over each other. So Trump is spending his energy settling scores with his own party. He is going after Republicans that he did not deem loyal to him. It's a loyalty thing with him. He has even thrown Mike Pence, the most loyal vice president ever, he's thrown him over the side because he refused to pull an unconstitutional stunt to invalidate the Electoral College count. So, yeah, he's going after a lot of different people and trying to get them thrown out of office. So they're working on fighting with each other on what is the right kind of Republican. And I don't know who's going to win. Is it the Trump wing or the center right wing? But you mark this down. And even what Brett Baer just said, Liz Cheney. You can't find anybody more conservative than Liz Cheney. She is a true, true blue conservative. Her father, for heaven's sakes. Wyoming, for heaven's sakes. It's Republican conservative. And she has the voting record to go with it. She has voted with Donald Trump 97% of the time. Elise Stefanik, who they want to put in there, has voted along with Donald Trump 84% of the time. So she's head and shoulders more conservative, more Trump supportive of policy. But she's sticking by the fact that the election was not stolen, and that is causing a major rift in the Republican Party. Who's going to win, the Trump wing or the Liz Cheney wing? Phone number here is 855-295 6600. You can also find that number on my website, which is TomSullivan.com.
Tom, thank you for your call screener. He sounds tired today. I know you must get it from outside.
Don't. There goes his pay. So, yeah, the Republicans are having open warfare right now, and they're going to have a vote next Wednesday. And Liz Cheney, who is about as conservative as you can possibly get, that doesn't matter because she did not worship Donald Trump. That is her sin, and it may be a mortal sin. She may pay. I mean, look, whether you agree with her or disagree with her, she has a spine, and she's willing to risk her political career over her beliefs. How unusual is that? Well, I've got another unusual event in D.C. This one is, have you seen the stories about the teachers, the American Federation of Teachers, that they went in to the CDC and helped them, gave them wording for one of the CDC releases about COVID-19? And everybody in the media is the most phony outrage that I've seen in a long time. There's a lot of phony outrage, but this one rises above the others. That the American Federation of Teachers, the teachers union, went into the CDC and talked them into writing some of their guidance according to what the teachers union wanted. Here's Jen Psaki talking about it this morning at the White House.
It's actually longstanding best practice for the CDC to engage with organizations and groups that are going to be impacted by guidance and recommendations issued by the agency. It doesn't mean they are taking everything they want or even a percentage of what they want.
So what cracks me up about this, think about this for just a minute. What? A labor union went in and talked to a government agency about how they want the government agency to operate? What? That's unheard of. You mean lobbyists are going in to government offices and trying to talk them into seeing things the way that the lobbyists want them to see things? Oh, by the way, here's a campaign check. And what cracks me up is this is super phony. Rona McDaniel, the head of the Republican National Committee, is shocked, I tell you, that the teachers union is lobbying.
I think it's the first time that President Biden took unscripted questions or talking points from children. I also think it's interesting that the CDC is taking their guidance from teachers unions. Maybe they should talk to the children. Because this is what it's about.
No. The teachers union was lobbying the CDC. Now, I agree that they should not. The CDC should be doing everything. Follow the science, yes. But we learned a long time ago that that only applies in certain situations. So, but it cracks me up that Jen Psaki, they are working with. And Rona McDaniel is shocked that the teachers union is lobbying anybody. They're in there lobbying everybody they can lobby. They've got lobbyists all over Washington, D.C., knocking on the door of every government agency. So does the NRA. So does everybody that has a checkbook. They are in there lobbying. So when you hear this fake outrage about, well, the teachers union, wow, they got in there and they got the CDC to issue some guidance that was based upon what they wanted. That's sadly how it works. You got that? I mean, do some independent thinking for a minute. A lobbyist walks in to the CDC. A priest, a rabbi, and a lobbyist walked into a bar next to the CDC. Got to be a joke in there somewhere. And said to the CDC, yeah, no kidding. Would you like to change the wording to change this part? Because it will be something that will make it easier for our union and our membership, our teachers. And, oh, by the way, can we make a contribution? And lo and behold, the CDC sends out guidance right along the same thinking that they wanted. You think General Motors does that? No. Does Facebook do that? No. I mean, come on. You got to look through this because it's just phony business coming out of Washington, D.C. They're outraged that an organization is lobbying in our nation's capital. Why, who would have thought?
Prime time, all the time, with Tom Sullivan.
Prime time it is. Glad you came by. Listen, A story that broke earlier this morning is, I've got to ask you about it because I don't have one of their products. But Peloton, I don't know how they're going to survive this. Peloton has recalled all of their treadmills. Every single one of them. They are offering customers refunds, and they're halting sales of their Tread Plus machine. Oh, they got the bicycle too, but they're not. This is the treadmill. Sorry, I'm not up to speed on what products they have. But they have, Peloton has agreed to recall its treadmills. And they've got, I see a photo of it, and it's a just a basic, ordinary treadmill that looks like it's the kind that's been around ever since Adam and Eve invented treadmills. I mean, it's there's what else can you have? But a rubber belt that goes round and round and round, and you've got some little controls to speed it up or slow it down. And what Peloton did, what everybody in the exercise business is doing, is they put a computer screen up in front of you. So you can subscribe. I don't know how much it costs. Help me out, Peloton subscribers. You can subscribe to videos that are workout videos. It's a great racket because instead of you going down and buy, remember, I'm going way back. This is before your time, Alex. Jane Fonda used to have, before she became Viet Cong Jane, used to have a workout video. It was a VCR thing. You know, you bought the thing for $19.95 or whatever, and then you put it on your TV set, and you worked out in, with Jane Fonda. I go way back. I've told you before. I had polio when I was a child. And my mother, I remember being on the floor with my mother. We got our first TV set, and Jack LaLanne, I believe it was Jack LaLanne. So they've been doing these TV exercise things for a long, 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 long time. Those were free, and then somebody figured out you could sell VCRs and then DVDs and CDs and all this stuff. And now, that was a one-time deal, but now it's every month you have to pay to have your exercise video. Help me out. For those of you that do this, I don't. I probably should, but I don't. What did I have? I had it for years, and I liked it. It was kind of a like a cross-country skiing thing. Really worked. What was it? Not an elliptical. It was something like that, but I'm trying to think. Nordic track. I'll tell you what. That Nordic track, I got on that thing, and I did, you know, 10 minutes a day for the first week, then 20 minutes a day for the next week, and then 30 minutes a day for the following week. And I think I got up to 40 minutes and just stayed there. And I'd do 40 minutes a day. And I got to tell you, I lost a lot of weight. It was great. I don't know what happened. One of our moves, it disappeared. So you know that there are exercise bicycles in people's garages and basements that have cobwebs. They're great at first. They cost a lot of money. And then you get tired of using them or you don't, whatever. You get busy. But this one's huge. Peloton is recalling every single one of their treadmills. And halting sales of it. So the CEO, John Foley, is apologizing, saying Peloton made a mistake in our initial response to the Consumer Product Safety Commission's request that we recall the Tread Plus. Oh, so the safety people said you've got to recall it, and they did not do it. So now there have been 70-some known injuries, and one death. Believe it or not, I saw the photo of the death. Yeah, it's, I mean, because it doesn't have blood and guts all over it. They published a thing, but it's a little boy. It's a six-year-old boy who was pulled under the rear of one of the machines, and he died. So they got 70-some injuries and one death. And the photo of this, I'm not going to get gruesome, don't worry. But here is a photo of this Peloton treadmill. And it's in a room. How do I describe this? They're It looks like nobody has cleaned that room or picked up. There's clothes, there's shoes, there's stuff strewn all over the place. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And so this Peloton was in a room that was, I don't know if it was a living room, looked kind of like something like that, but it had clothes and shoes and all this trash all over the place in the room. So the question becomes, if you have space and you've got some money and you've got a separate room that you can lock and it's your exercise room, not everybody can do that. This looked like it may have been in an apartment. And so mom is or dad has this Peloton treadmill and they got a little six-year-old boy. And somehow he found the on switch. He saw mom or dad up there and they pushed a button and then they started running. And he must have pushed the button. And whammo, down he went and round the into the belt and underneath the machine. So it's not kid-proof. And I wonder how many of you think about that when you set up your exercise equipment. This guy, Nickel Bob, bought a Tread Plus for his wife in 2019, which is another whole discussion. Do you buy your wife? Here, honey, here's some exercise equipment. What are you saying, dear? Well, you could lose a few LBs. Anyway, he did. He bought his wife a Tread Plus in 2019, said he planned to return the machine. Couple have two children, 5 and 6, sought to return the treadmill weeks ago, but he heard about the safety concerns. Customer service rep at the time said the company wasn't offering refunds, and suggested that Mr. Bob sell the machine. There's a transcript of the call. He said, I honestly would have felt much better if they had just offered my acknowledgement and that a solution was in the works. As a parent, suggesting I resell at this point is just offensive. Why? So the tread machine, you know how much the tread machine goes for, Alex? You have any idea? How much? $2,495. The Tread Plus, I don't know what the Tread Plus does that the Tread doesn't do, but it's $4,295. So the company is offering to move Tread Plus machines into a room in your home that children or pets cannot access. It's also improved the software so the treadmill locks after use and requires a passcode to unlock. Shares of the company down 10% today. Do you have one of these things? You ever fallen on a treadmill? Phone number is 855-295-6600. You might get hurt, but you'll be in shape.
He's a stable genius. He's the smartest guy in the room.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. So Peloton, I've seen their bicycles and stationary bikes, and the marketing on that, the commercials on that are very cool, very tech, very, working out with an, I don't know how I've heard people talk about they like certain trainers, and I don't know if it's like radio where you've got. There's certain times where trainers are live and they know you're there. They know that you're one of the customers and they're working out and you're working out and they're inspirational and tell you, come on, you can do 10 more. or whether it's just taped stuff that you start and they just go through their motions and tell you, hey, you're doing great. Got to help me with this one. But there, that's having a treadmill around small children is asking for problems. And sadly, little boy died. 855-295-6600. Aiden in Nevada. Hello, Aiden.
Hey there, Tom. How you doing? I've got a telephone.
Doing great. What's going on?
I've got the Plus, the treadmill Plus, and I've had it for just about a year now. We got it right before the whole COVID thing started off.
Okay. You like
it? Oh, yeah, I love it. But I do agree with their recall. I actually had an incident with my four-year-old son. The thing with the Peloton that's different than most treadmills is the actual track. Most tracks are just like one solid piece of like plastic or rubber, where these are kind of like a track, like think of like a tank track. So little kids can kind of feed their fingers or their hands in between the track, and that's what happened to my son. And so when it comes around, they can feed their finger through the track, and then it'll kind of cinch onto it. And that's my four-year-old son had that happen, but fortunately, my other son was there and was able to stop it in time to keep him from getting whipped underneath the actual track machine. And these machines are extremely heavy. They're like 1,000 pounds. It took me and two other grown men to get it in. Into our house.
Wow. Well, yeah, so they got they have to have powerful engines in them. I take it the weight is wherever the engine is. Yeah. So
yeah.
You got the Tread Plus. Why is the Tread Plus twice as expensive as the Tread? What's that all about?
I'm not exactly sure. It might be because the one thing that sold me was the amount of elevation that you could do on it, because you could take it above to like a 15% elevation.
And then also
screen. So those were definitely sales points for me. I love the actual interaction of the machine, because you can do both live classes like you were talking about, where you sign on and there's a live class, but a lot of them are back in New York and I live out on the West Coast. So you have to get up super early for those classes, but they have different times. But you can also do the pre-recorded classes, or you can just do a freestyle run or such. And so, you know, it's got the full mix of everything. And it's just not treadmill stuff too. You got like yoga classes, strength classes and stuff.
Yes, I've seen an ad where a woman looks like maybe a 10-pound weight, and she's going back and forth, the left and the right, and the instructor on the screen is doing the same thing. So there's some of that where you buy some weights and you can do weight training as well.
And you can do that all off of the screen. It's got this massive screen, so you're not even actually using the treadmill. You're just like standing offside doing yoga.
Right.
Classes as well too.
So when you say free running, is this where they have videos going down roads or sidewalks or paths, running around a lake on a video, stuff like that, where you're running, but it looks like you're running on someplace lovely. Nice.
Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah. And they're all over the world, like Venice and California and the woods and, every place you could think of, small little towns in Switzerland, you can go running in through those towns and stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It looks real.
So,
They digitized the Earth. I mean, Google Earth and all that. I mean, you can get right down to the street and walk through a town. So I see where they could make that into a video where you're running through Rome or something like that.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
That's exactly what it's like. Yeah, I don't know if they used like a drone or like the Google cars where they captured the scenes or whatever, but it feels like you're running through the streets of Venice or like Rome or something like that. So it's pretty cool.
So,
they did an upgrade on it, and so there's a bunch of new ones. So they always update those as well too with the classes. But I definitely agree with their recall, because it is a dangerous machine in what I've experienced personally with my own kids. So.
So the fact that they're talking about having a passcode so that your child who's curious can't just turn the switch and off we go, that there's a passcode that they have to put in. You like, I mean, that would solve it, I think.
I'm hoping so.
I would hope.
I want to keep the machine instead of doing the refund because, dude, it's quite heavy to have guys come back out here and move this thing and pack it away is quite the event. So I'm hoping the password thing works.
They already and you like it. So you like the product, so you don't want to lose it. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I've had it. Like I personally lost 50 pounds over the last year using my Peloton and exercising. So it's been a huge help for me personally. So I don't want to lose it.
Do you
continuously use it?
Did you get the bike? The bike is there. I found out that the treadmill was first and the bike came second, but it seems like their marketing really took off with the bike. Do you have the bike as well?
No, we went with the treadmill so that my wife, she's not into biking whatsoever. She was more inclined for the treadmill as well, too. So we just went with the treadmill.
Interesting.
Yeah, my dog.
Interesting. All right.
So.
It sounds great, just that there's pretty serious flaw. So, Aiden, thank you. I appreciate the call very, very much. We've got less than a minute. When was the last time I was on a treadmill? Was what's that thing that my doctor made me do? Oh gosh, it's been a while. They're looking at your heart, and so they give you some nuclear filler in your veins. And then they take a photo of it with a machine of it in your veins and going through your heart. Then you got to get on a treadmill and they run and they raise the elevation. You got to run uphill until you're really tired. Then they put you back on the machine and take another photo of your heart.